does Wisconsin need uniform standards for early voting, in-person absentee voting? Should all municipalities follow the same limited hours for in-person absentee voting, where you can go to your local clerk's office and vote before Election Day? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 past 7 on this Thursday, October 10th. We'll talk with a state lawmaker who has authored a bill to limit early voting at municipal clerks' offices to between 7:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. No extended evening or weekend hours, as is currently happening in several cities, including Madison and Milwaukee. That bill was the subject of a public hearing at the state capitol yesterday, and we welcome your public radio testimony on the bill this half hour at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Dewey Strobel. He is a Republican state representative from Saukville. Representative Strobel, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So originally, your bill was to limit the early voting hours from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and now it's 6 p.m. Why the change?
Correct. We had a hearing earlier this year, and there were a number of good points that came up from the various stakeholders, and thus there were some modifications that were made to the bill since that last hearing, and that's Amendment 1 to AB 54 that was discussed yesterday at the public hearing.
So the extra hour to accommodate more people who maybe get off work at 5?
The extra hour was to provide a wider expanse of a window, but still was a time period that would be workable for most of the areas of the state of Wisconsin.
Were there any other amendments or changes to the original legislation?
There were a few other minor details, but nothing too substantive. I guess what I could do is explain to you what the bill does right now, if you'd like me to do that.
Yes. So what is it? Why do you want to standardize the hours?
Well, the hallmark of all elections is consistency and fairness. And in order to have consistency and fairness, standards are needed. There's many standards in election laws, and this ensures that our election laws are thus applied fairly statewide. But unfortunately, there's a lack of standards that ensures statewide equality in the process of early voting, or what is referred to in, I guess, government speak as in-person absentee voting. Current law provides for in-person absentee voting to begin the third Monday preceding an election and end on the Friday preceding the election. And this bill, AB 54, it provides for a statewide standard for in-person absentee voting from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So what it does is provides for up to 105 hours over 12 days preceding any election.
Yeah, what's wrong with throwing some weekends in there?
Because the problem is we need a statewide standard. I mean, unless you're going to have voting 24/7, and I know some people would like to find a way to make that possible, it's not possible. Thus, we need a standard. And we need a standard that has a window that's workable statewide is what we need. And there are many, many communities statewide. They do not have the facilities. They do not have the financial resources. They do not have the ability to hold elections with fully staffed offices, as just a handful of communities do in this state, on weekends or on evenings. It's just not possible. So therefore, really, what you create in that regard is you create really two classes of voters, those that do have that ability and those that don't have that ability. And I can't think of anything in voting right now where it's appropriate to really have standards that vary and that would create a situation in that regard.
So
right now, there's over 1,800 voting municipalities in the state of Wisconsin that conduct elections. And of that, a person can count on one hand the municipalities that would not comply with the provisions of this bill, mm-hmm. on one hand. And that's mostly Madison and Milwaukee.
Why is it a problem that Madison and Milwaukee or a handful of other larger cities are able to staff and open up the clerk's office on weekends and in evenings? Why is that unfair to let those cities do that while maybe smaller towns do not?
Well, if you don't live in, I mean, if you live in Rhinelander or Baraboo or Eau Claire or wherever, the residents of those communities, they don't have that ability.
And what's wrong with that? So what?
What do you mean, so what?
That's what I'm just trying to get the, why is that so unfair that somebody in Madison can vote on the weekend and somebody in Rhinelander cannot because the clerk?
Just because it wouldn't be fair if we, right now our standard election day is a Tuesday, okay? So would it be fair if all of a sudden some communities decided to have, you know what, we're going to have Tuesday, we're going to have Monday also. That's not fair. That's what standards and elections are all about. And that's what this is seeking to do. We have standards for everything. Even Kevin Kennedy in the hearing yesterday stated, yes, we do need some standards for in-person absentee voting. Now, where we differed on is what should those standards be, but it's, I think most any reasonable person will indicate that, yeah, we need standards in it that are applicable to all of us, not just some of us, but all of us.
Yeah. So what kind of responses are you getting from Wisconsin communities for this legislation?
I think we're getting some very good responses to it because I don't really know who out there is against equality or fairness, and that's what this is doing. It's providing a more than reasonable window for the municipalities to schedule their hours as they choose. Again, this provides for up to 105 hours over 12 days preceding an election. And just take note, too, that, of course, this has nothing to do with a process of absentee voting by mail. And that's a process that is already equally governed by statewide standards.
We are talking with Representative Dewey Strobel. He is a Republican representative from Saukville, and he is author of a bill that creates statewide standards for in-person absentee voting. The bill would create this statewide standard for early voting, and it would establish the hours from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Do you see any issue with this? Is this a good idea or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with State Representative Dewey Strobel during this half hour. He is a state representative from Saukville, the author of a bill that will create statewide standards for in-person absentee voting. This bill got a public hearing at the state capitol yesterday, and we're holding a little public radio public hearing on it this half hour. Jim in Saukville is with us now. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
So my difficulty with this whole concept is that Madison is trying to set a set of hours to be applied to every community in Wisconsin. I live in Saukville. I don't find my representative representing me very well. In my opinion, if Saukville wished to offer a Saturday offering before an election that I could actually walk in, I might want to take it. But if we don't, I think that's up to Saukville, not Madison.
So meaning the state government,
that, yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I leave for work typically at 6 in the morning. I'm not home typically until 7 at night. These hours don't come anywhere close to something I could do during the week. Yes. Now, I'm not saying that there should be a law that requires them, but if any community wishes to offer it, I think it should be their option, not Madison's option.
All right. What about the local control, Representative Strobel?
Well, I think what we have to remember here is that there are many, many voting municipalities throughout the state. They don't have a full-time clerk. They don't have an office. They don't have office hours. And they don't have staff. You don't have the ability to do this in many of the communities statewide. And thus, you know, is it right that then you have other municipalities that have fully staffed offices that are open during regular business hours, evenings and Sundays? And when you put that up against some municipalities that they don't even have a full-time clerk, let alone an office or hours at all. So that's where you get the inequities that creates an unfair system. And again, this is creating a window of time, a reasonable window of time, that hopefully many of our municipalities have the facilities to offer the opportunity to vote during this period of time. And again, it's a reasonable period of time that's standard and fair, and it's a window, and it's a standard just like we have for all other aspects of our election laws.
Yeah, well, if some smaller communities don't really even have full-time clerks, can they support these statewide standard for hours Monday through
Friday?
Well,
this is a window. This isn't a requirement. And they that community, as you say, towards local control, may decide not to. And they may not be able to, even if they wanted to, given the resources and what many of these communities have. You know, not having, of course, a fully staffed office that, you know, can be open weekends and evenings.
On the other hand, again, why not let Saukville, if it chooses to do so, say, you know what, we can open up on Saturday. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, because there are many, many municipalities that don't have the resources or ability to do that. You know, to practice your democratic, exercise, and to not be able to find within 105 hours prior to the date of an election the ability to come in, I think it's an important practice that we need to prioritize, and I don't really think that trying to fit that into a period of 105 hours over 2 weeks is that high of a standard.
Mm. Representative Strobel, did any clerks or local municipalities say, you know what, we don't think it's fair that bigger cities can have more extended hours with their in-person absentee voting?
I have heard that. I've also heard that from residents of the state of Wisconsin and my very own constituents that don't understand how large, and again, we're talking three or four municipalities statewide of the over 1,800 that we have in this state that conduct elections that don't conform to this bill. And yeah, when you look at it in that regard, there is an issue there. There's a concern.
All right, let's go to Mary in Boscobel. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I'm basically reiterating what the last person said. Basically, you have changed the laws on elections so often and so many times, the clerks' heads are spinning, and you really need to leave it up to the local clerks. Like you said, clerks can't, you know, there are clerks out in the rural areas that have full-time jobs, and they are more than willing to have people come to their houses to vote. Leave it up to them. Stop taking away stuff. If this is their choice, then why have a new law? That's my
question. I don't know what other laws you're talking about that have...
We don't really have time to go into all the other laws that Mary's talking about, but she still, I guess it is the same thing. Why not leave this up to local control? Let me just put it out there. People who live in the bigger cities like Madison and Milwaukee who might have more extended early voting hours are saying you're just trying to take that ability away from them to do that because you don't want their largely Democratic constituency voting more.
That's really just an inflammatory statement is what that is. I mean, what reasons do people in big cities, why is it any more difficult for them to come and exercise their right to vote than it is in a small city? I mean, aren't there people that are busy with jobs and kids or things going on in small cities as there are in big cities? I mean, there certainly are. So therefore, when you've got, you know, again, 1,800 voting areas, municipalities, and you've got, I can count on one hand, the ones that have hours like this. I mean, these people in the outlying areas, or if you want to call outlying areas being all except three of our 1,800 voting municipalities, they're finding the time to vote, and right now not even within that window. You know, another interesting thing is, for instance, the city of Milwaukee, in their fall election of 2012, the presidential election, the polls were open then, I may have my records here, from until 7 p.m. on weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays in the fall of 2012 election. But the interesting thing about it is then in the spring of 2013 election, the in-person absentee voting hours were 8:30 to 4:30 on weekdays. There were no weekend hours, and thus there were no evening hours. Now, if we're talking about voter accessibility, why would there be an inconsistency even amongst the municipality on the voting hours that they offer? And in fact, my bill offers 30 hours more time for in-person absentee voting than Milwaukee did in the fall of 2012 election. And so those inconsistencies are strange. If we're talking about voter accessibility, how come it's voter accessibility is more important in one election than the other election? And if you're going to go down the road of, you know, there's long lines and so on and so on, you know, again, we're talking about voter accessibility. You know, we're all aware that lines can and do form during elections. But with these 105 hours of in-person absentee voting hours provided for in this bill, yeah, it is and it always has been up to local municipalities to see that sufficient facilities and resources are available to meet the needs of the voting public. Just going down the long lines path against AB 54 using this logic really is insincere.
Heidi in Marshfield is with us. Hello, Heidi. Heidi, are you there? Well, Heidi, I'm sorry you apparently walked away from your phone. So let's go to another caller. We'll go to Gloria in Delafield. Hello, Gloria.
Well, I guess I'm going to be inflammatory also. We should be expanding voting rights, not reducing voting rights. And it's pretty clear that you're targeting two very democratic areas, Milwaukee and Madison. You can make some laws regulating the hours on weekends without taking them away completely and stating that in every election you must have those same hours. But what you're doing is trying to eliminate people's right to go and early vote. And I think that's wrong, and I think you should be honest about what you're doing, because Republicans are doing this across the country.
All right. Thank you, Gloria.
I guess what I'd say is, again, this isn't limiting. What this is doing is it's standardizing. And, again, we're talking about a couple of communities that would not apply to this bill. And, again, are you then thus suppressing the vote everywhere else except in these couple of communities? I mean, one can look at it that way. Is that right? We certainly wouldn't want to flip that situation either.
Yeah, and again, I guess I'm just trying to understand and have our listeners understand why, again, you think it's unfair that somebody who lives in a bigger city can, because of the staffing, vote on a Saturday when somebody else can't. I don't understand why somebody would be so resentful of that happening.
Because our voting rights need to be equal and consistent statewide.
But then the smaller municipality...
That's what these guidelines provide for, a statewide equal standard.
But they don't have to... They don't even have to have that many hours, you said, so they wouldn't be completely standard.
It provides a window, a reasonable window, yes. Mm-hmm.
Joshua in Spring Green. Hi, Joshua.
Hi. I just wanted to sort of ask the representative. He keeps saying about how this is sort of to make things standardized and that's what's fair. But one of the things that strikes me is that these municipalities have larger populations. They're open these longer hours to accommodate these larger populations. So the standardization he's talking about is making this inherently unfair.
Well, like I said before, longer hours are all about accessibility. It's always up to the local municipalities to have sufficient facilities and resources that are available to meet the needs of the voting public. I mean, whatever you need to staff your election to make sure that it's a good experience for its participants, a municipality needs to do. And if there's long lines and so on, they need to adequately staff those facilities so that those things don't occur. And that's not what really the point is of you know, this discussion, really. It's about accessibility. Again, lines are all about not having enough help or adequate help, and that's up for the municipality to take care of.
What's the next step for the bill? We have just 30 seconds before the news.
The next step, it's had a public hearing, and the next step typically in a bill is we'll have an executive hearing, and then it will go out of committee, and then it will go to the full floor. And, of course, it will then do the same on the Senate side also.
Thank you so much for being with us. Dewey Strobel is a Republican state representative from Saukville. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.